Well, good morning. Yeah, it is quite a morning this morning, though we did see the market go up yesterday on the Dow about 24 points, and that was partially because new jobless claims hit a near five-year low. The number of Americans applying for jobless claims declined by 16,000 in the week ended April 20th. So that is very good news for the economy. Hopefully that is a good sign that businesses are seeing higher demand and may be stepping up hiring soon. Now, some economic numbers we got this morning was first quarter GDP on our economy. A lot of economists were looking at this number and hoping that the economy grew by 3% in the first quarter, and that's after a dismal fourth quarter last year where our economy grew at only 0.4%. So we're hoping we'd rebound. Now, we didn't rebound to quite 3% range, but we did. Our economy did grow 2.5% in the first quarter of this year, which is actually a very impressive number concerning all the headwinds we've had, especially coming from Europe. Now, as far as individual stocks we're watching out there, we saw Amazon reported first quarter earnings that beat market expectations. Now, what was very impressive here is revenue jumped 22%, and it was mainly helped by the growing sales of their digital content and their cloud computing services. And net income for the quarter actually decreased 37% to 18 cents a share, and last year they reported 28 cents a share in profit. But that's mainly because this company is really investing their profit back into their sales for the long-term growth. They're building distribution warehouses all across the country, and what they're eventually planning on rolling out is same-day delivery. So if you order something in the morning off Amazon.com, you'll have it at your doorstep by that afternoon. So it could be very interesting here in the near future. This stock has really been on a tear. In the last 5 years, this stock has gone from $44 to $274 a share where it is today. Then we also heard from Dow Chemical this morning. They reported first quarter earnings that beat analyst expectations, and that was mainly because of their agricultural segment, which supplies seeds and oil and farm chemicals. That segment of their business jumped 14%. Now, net income for Dow Chemical jumped 33% for the quarter. They reported earnings of 69 cents a share in profit, and analysts were looking for only 61 cents a share in profit. And now another company we saw this morning was Expedia Online Travel Agency. They beat on the earnings side, but they warned for the rest of the year their profit will be lower than what most analysts were expecting, and that's mainly because of their other website called Hotwire. Hotwire is a place where you make hotel reservations and car rentals, and they're getting hurt there, and that's mainly because of higher car rental rates. But this stock has also been on a tear the last several years. The last 5 years, this stock has gone from $8 to $65 a share. Now, another company that a lot of us go to almost every day is Starbucks. They, the global coffee retailer came out, and they reported earnings of 48 cents a share, which was in line with estimates, and the revenue rose 11% for the quarter. So it was actually a very impressive quarter, and this stock has done very, very well. Look for the market to be actually down a little bit this morning after being up yesterday. It looks like the market may open up down about 50 points on the downside on the Dow.
Well, we'll hope it goes up, and we hope that you have a great weekend, Mark.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Mark Myers from Stern AG and Leach, who's watching that market. If you have questions that that you have in your mind about your finances, maybe just a conversation on the phone with him would be fine. You could visit with him at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, but his phone number is 479-782-2527. 782-2527, or email Mark Myers at mmyers@sternag.com.